Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in beautiful Western Montana. Ivan, my girlfriend and your wife, wants you to call her. She's texting me or sexting me again. Anyway, call your wife. Anyway, back to this financial news. You know, this is the same premise that we see over there in the Philippines with Duterte down there. He was going to buy U.S. weapons there, which it always seems to be a weapons deal. Got to have terrorism everywhere you go, you know, but anyway. But he opted out of that because he said he's not going to buy U.S. weapons, and he decided or opted to buy Russian ones because he said there was no strings. And now China has also dropping trade deals with the U.S., saying that there's no deals at gunpoint. And this is where the U.S. always implies that they have to accept this, they have to accept that. And anyway, in lieu of that now, we see the retaliatory type stuff here where Trump's new tariffs are going to slap another $200 billion worth of Chinese, you know, on Chinese goods. And it goes on to say it is a done deal as of today and could be announced Monday or Tuesday. And this is for CNBC. So, if you don't think these trade wars are going to be hurting anyone, remember, it's you, the consumer, that are going to be paying for this at the grocery store. The wars are going to increase oil prices, which you're going to be paying more for at the pump. And they are just going to bleed you dry as these war hawks get out there and bang each other around and send your kids home in a body bag. But I guess that's what most Americans like, because
USA, USA.
As the U.S. continues to apply pressure on Venezuela, this country and China look to strengthen their strategic partnerships with special focus on the economy and exploration of their strategic natural resources. This is from Telsur English. This was foretold as the U.S. places more sanctions on others, that others will turn to China and Russia. After all, China and Russia seem to be, you know, to be the ones that care about their people. The U.S. only cares about its corporate profits and damn the people. Excuse me. And I'm sorry for your art. But anyway, I have two dogs. Anyway, but you know, it goes to show you what is actually going on. So, the U.S. retail prices, U.S. retail sales are slowing down amid tepid wage growth and tighter credit. And I laugh at these things I get in the mail here about you qualify for $40,000 with the credit. Redo all your, drop all those credit cards and save hundreds of dollars a month like that. My sister called it one of those little scam things like that. It was, 27% interest on $3,000. That's all she wanted. They're all scams. Again, this is from money they're printing out of thin air and they're charging you interest for it. California tops the national poverty rate as prime demographic plans of showing people in their mass exodus from the state. That article's on Zero Hedge. More and more people are looking at the situation down there in California, and they're saying, I'm getting out. However, there is some good news. One of my Twitter friend sent me an article here a little bit ago, how California has elected a dog as mayor. So that means Kentucky and another state along with California have now elected dogs as mayors. And we know dogs are tough on crime. You ask Milo. Anyway, China's actual gold reserves might be enough to actually kill the U.S. dollar. And this is from the Kaiser Report. And again, the U.S. dollar is backed by this petrol scam. And that's why whenever you see of all these war conflagrations there, they're only in oil-based countries or those that have diamonds and other minerals and stuff like that, you know. But it's like a massive mafia that's always going after everyone. And, of course, all their resources and stuff will later be sold in the U.S. dollar only. Just like if you look up Yemen. Yeah, I know that the Houthis over there, they threw out their Western-backed leader and stuff. But when you watch videos on YouTube, I mean, there's, like, stupid things. Granny and I get around doing that stuff at times, like just watching dumb videos. But when you find one about a coffee shop down in San Francisco that is charging nearly $20 for a cup of coffee, and oddly enough, the coffee beans come from Yemen, prime growing areas. Anyway, and if you haven't watched that that video on Netflix called Dirty Wars, you should, because you'll see how these all these massive wars are going all over the place in many areas where the United States doesn't even know. And again, morally, I don't know how anyone could sit back there and support that. But in today's economy and stuff, hey, it's a check. Got to pay the mortgage, got to pay the house, got to pay the kids at school, whatever like that, you know. But, there's no way to fix this country until people get the morality back. And I don't remember this. In fact, I remember going to, like, Barnum and Bailey's Circus and stuff, and that's where we used to see all the freaks, bearded women and stuff, tattooed ladies. Hell, you can see on every street corner now. Times are changing, and it's like people have lost their morals. They don't care anymore like that. Of course, I like the ones where it shows this elderly gal that had gotten a tattoo in her teens during the 60s and stuff all over her breasts. And, of course, now after all these years, they've sagged, and it looks like a map of... I'm trying to add some humor here, people. Now, come on. Anyway, the U.S. budget deficit swells to $898 billion, topping the CBO's forecast for Trump's first fall fiscal year. This is from Bloomberg's news. Peter Schiff says that the world is facing another crash even bigger than the one in 2008. And you can look at all the indicators. You can see the banks over in Europe failing. And, of course, they're going to – I mean, it always turns out this way, that like in – whether it's in Greece, whatever like that, the banks fail. They impose massive austerity on the people, and they become poorer and poorer, and these bankers get richer and richer, and the corporations get richer and richer, just like all the stock reports. If you listen to Gerald Celente at any time, Mr. Celente is always talking about how these big corporations, the minute there's a burp in the stock market, these corporations, when people sell off their stocks, they're just buying them right back. And I have these old Missoulian newspapers here back in the 1920s and 30s here that highlight the same exact thing. That's exactly what they were doing before that big bank crash. They were buying up all their other stuff so that when it all crashed, they owned it all. In lieu of the hurricane over in North Carolina, there was a Family Dollar store. Nice video there. Nothing can be said to be certain about the world except death, taxes, and nooglers, as it's brought out. But here it showed the massive looting. I just can't believe people are that way. But anyway, I've mentioned this before here, but since it's in the financial news here, that all America here may soon look like a Black Friday sale. This is what this country is headed for. And sadly, though, most people don't realize that, is that most of the people in the world look to America as its example. And when they start seeing America going down, you'll know things are going to change really fast. Here's an article from The Guardian I thought was interesting. This is dated for the 17th of September. The council algorithms use family data to predict child abuse risk. we're getting into this minority report here. Trying to think who's dinging me on the phone here. I have to get back to it. Anyway, but it just goes to show you everything is becoming a minority report. They are sucking every bit of wealth, our children, everything away from the parents today, and of course through massive fines, court deals, and stuff. You're to sit there and try to reclaim what is your own property. Meanwhile, like I say, it's illegal to bully someone if they can't find their sexual preference or something like that, and you make a gesture about it. But it's just fine to go over to some foreign country and bomb people living in tents or mud homes and stuff. That's not bullying. The gun grabber, Michael Bloomberg, is preparing to run for a 2020... Okay, I guess our phones were out for a moment there. Sam was having an issue with him, so the phone lines are back up there. So 1-800-313-9443. Anyway, Bloomberg is preparing a presidential run there. I don't know if he's another communist or what like that, but of course his family's Jewish, and everyone else in America is going to be Jewish running this country here. So I guess the Jewish takeover is complete, if that should happen. I was turned on to some different information here and about the Masonic handshakes that Vice President Pence was giving to one of the sheriffs at Obama's meeting there, and I had to find three different videos before I get the shot I wanted like that, but you can see where he's doing these Masonic handshakes, and he didn't just do a handshake, but he went back and did the knuckle grind one, you know. And also a piece of paper was passed between them all. But I think they're going to do a coup on Trump anyway, and of course Pence will be put into office, and then Israel will live happy ever after. But a Texas judge has sentenced a Mexican citizen, Laura Janeth Garza, to 10 years in jail for illegally voting in the 2016 presidential election. Why you don't see this in the news more often? But anyway, she pleaded guilty to counts of voter fraud, impersonation, and ineligible voting. Both crimes are felonies in Texas. And of course, why hasn't there been more prosecution of this? Yesterday, as I mentioned, a wave of these Israeli missiles were headed towards Syria, and there's quite impressive videos here of how fast Syria is in response to shooting those things down. But, you know, a lot of people are asking, why isn't Russia stopping Syria from doing this? And we know that a lot of this is the tensions between Iran being there and Hezbollah. But, of course, that's just a premise there. It's just to keep the war going and, of course, the destruction there. And I was listening to a Jeff Rentz video where one of his guests was talking about how Damascus will be another seat of power, just like old ancient Babylon was, which is Baghdad today. Someone just sent me mail here. I'm trying to think who Steve is. But anyway, N5UZUSZ. He's got an iPad. Okay. Hello, Steve. Welcome aboard. Anyway, but, you know, it makes you wonder, though, that why hasn't Russia done anything? And a lot of people are asking that, especially those that back Syria and back what Russia's doing. And even the Iranians are asking that. It's like Israel has unlimited air power, supported, of course, by the United States to bomb anyone they want. And, of course, none of that's a violation of international law, bombing some other country. Just like when you read in, it was at the Times of Israel, where it says that Israel tests a dirty bomb. If Iran had announced that Iran tests a dirty bomb, you could imagine the outrage. Anyway, we got a caller online here. We have to take you through the break there. But good evening, Patty. I hope you're doing fine over there in Missouri.
Yo, I'm breathing. I'm in good shape.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
You were talking about Israel earlier.
Window.
And, oh, yeah, really? We know. We know. Now, listen to Beta. He's going to start barking now. I was watching and doing a little research. Of course, we know the big deal with Israel is right now is they're determined to build that third temple.
That's right.
Right. And
the fake one. The fake one.
Right. And I've done some research last year and the year before into that. And what's so ironic about that is where the Al-Aqsa Mosque sits, which is the Dome of the Rock. They call that the Temple Mount, but actually it's the old Roman garrison fort called San Antonio. And that wall that they call the Wailing Wall, the Kotel, they're actually praying to an old fort wall. Because the temple was located.
They're also prostrating themselves to a rock, and I never understood that.
Well, you got to understand the Kabbalah is based on sex.
Yeah.
And obviously the Talmud is, too. But the actual temple, God never asked them to build no temple. He didn't require that of them. So...
Right.
Even though he allegedly dwelt inside the first temple, in the Ark of the Covenant, but God never dwelled in that second temple. He wasn't there.
Well, I know that. Yeah.
And so they built that temple for themselves. God allowed it. And what did He do with every one of those temples?
Destroyed.
He allowed him to be destroyed.
Yep. Well, you know, that, so, remember, Patty, toward the end it says God will put it into their hearts. Just as whenever you hear this proclamation of peace and security, remember that was one of the last signs that mentioned in Revelations there is when they proclaim peace and security, then instant destruction is upon them.
Right. But what I was going to say is the actual temple was located in the city of David, which is back behind the Temple Mount.
Right.
And what did Jesus say to the Pharisees? You see these things? Not one stone will be left upon another. God destroyed that temple so good that the Jews can't even find it where it was.
Right. We're back to this idolatry. That was the entire premise. Remember in Kings, there were man could not walk by faith. He had to have sight. And so God allowed him to appoint kings to rule over him. And then that's where all this idolatry and golden calves and crap came from. Just like out in front of Wall Street, a golden calf. I mean, or bull, what do you want to call it, you know. But, you know, this is the same premise there. Man has to have all these images. And just like I've mentioned about Donald Trump and stuff, it's the great military, the great police, you know, our great nation, like that, you know. It's this image, and it's all fake.
Right, and what did Jesus say? How can you love me, whom you've never seen?
Right.
And so the temple set about 600 feet back on the Gihon Spring, okay, back there where the other mosque sits. In the right off that back wall, and there was I studied under a Kabbalist Rav for 16 years, right? Remember me telling you about that?
Yeah, that was in the 1800s, right? I'm kidding.
Yeah. But even the Rav R.L. Tzedok says that they don't have a clue where that temple sits because Maimonides and different people came through there, and they could see no evidence of a temple ever being there.
Well, I know. That's so, like all these archaeological finds where they say they found such and such, and it predates this and predates. They don't know anything about history. This is what gets me about this, Patty, is we have the Bible that is, you know, supposed to be preserved for our reading, and it's supposed to be the Word of God, and we have that, but other than that, there has been no history. Why has all that history been wiped out?
Well, I can tell you why. Because the Edomite Pharisee converts that were allowed to live in the kingdom of Judah, who were forced to convert to Judaism, came out of Babylon, and they brought that mysticism with them. And that's where the Talmud came from. That's where the Kabbalah came from.
Hang on, young lady, okay? Anyway, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. We're currently talking with Patty down there in Missouri. So hang in there. Right back. It's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is all you get. And you want.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back, everyone. We're currently talking with Patty over in Missouri. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers. And go ahead, Patty. Finish up with what you're saying there, young lady.
Well, as I was saying, where the real temple, where the temple actually sat, was in the city of David on the backside, not right. Even on Temple Mount. They had built up the dirt and made a mount on further back, and there's a big ravine in between where the temple sat and the what they call it now, the Temple Mount. Now, my point is, it's no secret they want Al-Aqsa gone.
Right.
I have seen videos where different...
They're mining under it and all that and everything, yeah.
Right, where they was hoping that Saddam would lob a missile and hit that, or maybe an earthquake would take it out. You know, they're working on there as fast as they can.
Well, that's why they're undermining the whole thing, trying to excavate underneath it like that, hoping it'd collapse.
Yeah. Well, see, they think the big rock under Al-Aqsa is the foundation stone where Jacob laid his head.
You know, there's an important part about that, though, Patty. Remember what Jesus said: stop storing up for your things, you know, for yourselves things on earth. But Jesus saves humans, not land masses.
That's right. And the temple is not built with human hands. We,
right.
our bodies are the temple. Our hearts is where he dwells. And they think he's coming back. He's been here with us all along.
Right. I was going to say, we've treated our temples pretty bad.
Yeah, and not to mention, I just burned one up when I buried my husband, you know. I mean, I didn't want to cremate him, but that's what he wanted, but I didn't feel
matter.
Good about it.
Like I said, Patty, the resurrection was a hope for all. That's why Jesus gave those smaller signs, and that was something to look forward to. But like I say, most people don't, you know, even my ex-wife there, when her mom died like that, she just went off the deep end like that. And here, you know, she'd been involved in the ministry for years, talking about everlasting life, and it's like, what's the old saying, practice what you preach?
Yeah. The only thing is, they're not preaching what Jesus said. They're not preaching
right.
The original doctrine, or not a doctrine. Jesus wasn't a religion. And I don't think he expected to have a religion out of his walk on earth.
Well, that's like my comment to you on Twitter the other day about, what was it, the Hebrews were given 603 or 13 laws?
613 mitzvah, and they can only do 600 and, I think, 603 or 606 of them.
And that was reduced to the Ten Commandments, and then they bartered with Jesus for the best one of the ten, and Jesus gave them two additional ones, the greater ones, which was loving God, your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, and also that you love thy neighbor, and Christ was killed.
Right, but you got to understand, the Pharisee rabbis, the rabbinism, they took the Ten Commandments that God gave that said, thou shalt not, and they twisted it to thou shalt, because that's what they teach.
Mm-hmm.
You got to sin if you want redemption. In other words, I guess they're thinking they had no sin.
Yeah.
All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But this is getting interesting. Things are heating up.
Yeah, they are. We're going to see prophecy being fulfilled here. But like, remember this, Patty. When you see all these things occur, when you see wars in one place after another and stuff like that, the Bible says, lift your head up. You know, your salvation
is nigh.
Yep, yep.
And you know what? Look at all these earthquakes going around the world. What does it also say? In the end days, there will be
earthquakes in one place after another.
Yeah.
I know, but you'll get those the skeptics that say, yeah, there's always been earthquakes and stuff, but not on the intensity that we see. Even a USGS. That's why they're, even Dutch Sense and those guys, when you watch your videos, how they're not putting videos on the feed and stuff. Or, I mean, the quakes on the feed and everything like that. They're limiting stuff because people would really work. I mean, seriously, they say California's going to have a big one like that. Could you imagine if 35 million people from California fled because of an earthquake thing? You imagine what retail and what it would cost to all the everything, you know?
Yeah, here I'm sitting right on top of the New Madrid fault.
Well, same
thing,
yeah.
Here.
And just like we found out here with this latest Hurricane Florence, they're having the same issue with insurance. I think it was, 7% of the people over there in North Carolina have flood insurance. That's how hard it is to get. And they make it that way. Anyway, my break's coming up here. I'm going to let you go there. But yeah, thanks for calling in, okay?
All right, y'all call in. I want to hear you.
All right, sounds good. Love you, okay? Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say.
You need to say.
There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on. Talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up, and louder than go. Talk radio.
All right, welcome back, everyone. You're listening on Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. I have some other stories here, but I'm going to run out of time here. But Mark, I'll take your call down there in Florida. I hope you're having a good evening over there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Having a good time. I just wanted to, according to what I was watching on TV, seems Moses had 15 commandments, and he dropped a tablet, and it turned into 10.
My joke is he broke the first 10 coming down the hill.
But I wanted to direct you guys to a translator from the Greek, Hebrew, and Chaldean of the Bible, a gentleman named Brent Allen Winters.
I've heard that name.
He's a well-spoken and well-written man. His website's commonlawyer.com. And you can purchase his translation of the Bible on download or disc or in print. And he's gone to striking pains to make all the terms that we don't know all the terms to bring them to the English language so we can actually comprehend.
Right, like translating original Greek and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, and he's well-written, Brent Allen Winters. I just wanted to offer that information to the audience.
All right. Yeah, sounds great. I appreciate it. Okay.
And you enjoy, and Mel Brooks made life fun, so all Jews ain't bad.
No, that's just like say, if anyone doesn't like what's going on in the world, they should go watch Blazing Saddles, because, I mean, that was the risque thing, but it brought out everything from talking about name callings, the N-word, all this stuff like that. But that's when we had fun, you know. We laughed at things. It's like listening to Don Rickles, you know. I used to watch him live in Las Vegas, you know. And it's like, God, if people haven't got any skin like that, they need to check out, because that's how bad things are. Anyway, thanks for calling.
Well, you bringing that up, it seems we've just gone way downhill to where we used to be able to laugh at ourselves, and now it seems to be against the law to do such a thing. So,
well, yeah, that's why I say, if you want to see what's wrong with America, look in a mirror, because it starts with you. Because, you know, this is what people's problem is anymore. They have no humor. They're so bent up inside. And then, like I say, they get out there on these social medias and they post, like, I got a girlfriend coming over, I'm going to get laid. And they show the text messages back and forth about, hey, do you want to screw? I mean, is this what people have been reduced to? I'm glad that I'm old and right now, because everything I did was before cell phones. I didn't have posted on the damn internet, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I agree. Oh, thanks
anyway,
for letting
you
me
take
in.
Care, okay? Yeah, my best to you.
Okay.
All right. I'll get one more story here, and then I'll pick you up, Fred. This is important, too. According to the anti-occupation groups, United States law enforcement training with Israeli forces have increased human and civil rights violations. I just can't seem to get my sister to understand that I'm on the damn thing here. But anyway, the Research for American-Israeli Alliance Group, in partnership with the anti-occupation group Jewish Voice for Peace, released a report detailing the ways in which exchanges between U.S. and Israeli law enforcement security agencies have a reinforced security model that justifies flagrant human and civil rights violations in the wake of 9/11. And if anyone has ever watched the Alex Jones, the gatekeeper for Israel, I swear to God, none of his police state videos ever mention the fact that all these Israeli forces were trained by Israel. And, that just goes to show you exactly how bad it is. Everyone is supposed to be, look at all the militarization of the police stuff. Well, of course, it's all from Israel. And, of course, they sell all the scanners for the airports, now the casinos and stuff. This is, like I say, Bloomberg wants to become president like that. It's just a total occupied America anymore. Anyway, with that, Fred in Michigan. Good evening, Fred. Hope you're having a good day over there.
Hey there, brother. How's Big Sky Country these days?
Well, John Wayne isn't up here, but I can say it's really good there, Pilgrim.
Hey, man, we got to hunt them big grizzes. We got to go get them big grizzes, eh?
I watch our Billings Gazette over here and stuff like that, and I see all the times these grizzlies are shot and stuff, or some guy gets mauled, and I usually reply, good, he should have stayed out of their territory anyway, like that. I mean, they've put roads all through these mountains and stuff. They've limited the range of these bears can eat and stuff, and then they get mad because a bear comes down and snatches a cow. Big deal. Farmers have got have got stock insurance, you know?
Yeah, there you go. Hey, you mentioned Jeff Rentz. He has interviewed a fellow by the name of, he's a true blue Aussie land man down under, Patriot. I can't remember his name.
You're getting old.
Anyway, he does a video on YouTube, several on YouTube, as I recall. Cold War Theater, The Three Amigos, Trump, Putin, BB, Bowel Movement, Netanyahu. Remember, there was a guy, Michael Herzog. He was an IRBN caster for a period of time. So Herzog did a series of interviews with Brendan O'Connell. It finally came back. Brendan O'Connell. So on 21 July 2018... at theamericanawakening.org, theamericanawakening.org. Chinese communists have taken over America. Who set up and runs China? So what he tracks precisely with news account records from the Times of Israel and military journals, one of which I don't recall the name, but 24 December 13, it specifically describes the most advanced super high tech U.S. military technology that Israel has acquired and sold to communist China.
Did you see the news today, Fred? Did you see the news today, which pissed off the Pentagon and those at the State Department, that Israel has given China a submarine berth in Israel today?
And Brendan O'Connell gets into all of this. He tracks the times, the events, the entities. It all goes back to Henry the Boer, a pedophile, rapist, murderer, Kissinger and associates, Carlyle and associates, that would be George H.W., Skull and Bone Satanist, Bush Laden. If I had the capability, that guy would be, pig meat roasting on an open fire tonight.
Right.
And all the rest of them.
Yeah, I know, Fred. It's getting worse too. But you know. But anyway, I tell you what, Fred. I've got a lot more information to get to here, but because a lot of it's important here. But anyway, do you want to sum up anything else real fast, sir?
As far as Trump is concerned, you and everyone who can hear Truth Stream Media on YouTube. The couple from the Lone Star, Texas state. It's called Trump's New World Order. Trump's New World Order. You can see all these Talmudic operatives. It's astonishing. The other one is you got to check out by the same True Stream Media is NASA's Future War Document 2025.
Yeah, that's right. The one that says who controls the U.S. government. And in that video, Trump is out there proudly saying, I'm a Zionist, and that's why all these wars are going forth, you know.
And the other one that they do that's astonishing, my friend, is 100 secret societies prove who rules America. 100 secret societies prove who rules America. NASA's Future War Document 2025, Trump's New World Order, all done by True Stream Media. Man, they are amazing.
Right.
They are amazing.
Okay, Fred. Well, hey, thanks for calling in, okay?
All right, bro. Later.
All right, my best to you there. All right, I don't know if any of you saw from the last hurricane all those stacks of, I don't know how many millions of bottles of water that were sitting there in the sun for over a year now since the last hurricane season. But they've had a chance to leak all those toxic chemicals into that water that's inside of them there. And, of course, many of the plastic bottles today are sold as BPA-free, meaning that they don't contain this bisphenol, But, of course, the ingredient known to disrupt this reproduction in mice, we're all lab rats today. But now it seems like the additives used in to replace that BPA are potentially just as harmful. But anyway, I thought this was interesting, too, here. You know, going back to 2016, there's a small tribe called the Yono down there in the Amazon. And, of course, they're being threatened here with all this illegal mining and gold miners and stuff like that. And, of course, trampling on their forests and stuff. But this actually made the news. And I was thinking, boy, you never hear stories about Palestinians and their plight, you know. But anyway, hey, tonight I wanted to add some humor. And this is based on my own experience. So you guys can laugh with me or you can cry with me, whatever like that. But like all my doctor visits, I just love when they, you know, after booking an appointment and waiting nearly 2 months to get seen, that then they ask you, what are you here for? Duh. I usually reply with something like, I'm single and I'm lonely and I need someone to play with my junk. The guys are idiots. Of course, that gets a rise out of them there, of course. Didn't get me one. But anyway, so you ever call a business and you get this plethora of phone options, like calling a doctor's office, where you have to, or in most cases, you have like three different doctors all sharing the same space. And of course, again, like I mentioned, it takes months to reserve just 15 minutes of precious doctor's times out of their golfing or working on their par average or driving their Ferraris. But of course, for doctors, it didn't just sit there. And then for the, you know, they read their his or her computer screen to get back up to date of how they prescribe their prescribed treatment has failed. Of course, this is just milking the insurance company's way I look at it. But however, the first thing that their message always says is, if this is an emergency, please hang up and call 911. So, Sam, would you play that clip, please?
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
There you go. So, then you get the normal, please listen closely as all options may have changed. And then they give you a list of all the doctors, Dr. Kevorkian 1, Dr. Kevorkian 2, Dr. Kevorkian 3. At what glorious corporation options that you now can press, i.e. you can press 1, 2, for whatever thing. Notice, of course, the first option is always their billing department. They want their money first, then records, and that's probably the message to see where even the where you can't even talk to their staff or anything like that. And of course, what I find is, by pressing any digit, you get the very same secretary who's answering the calls for all three of them doctors. In my case, anyway. Anyway, if you need a nurse, you get switched to a line where you can talk to a nurse, but only leave a message. Right? You can't talk to anyone. And, of course, the usual disclaimer from the nurse that if this is an emergency, please hang up and dial 911 if it's an emergency. Then they note that they check all messages by 10 a.m. daily. So if you call on the phone, you know, like that, be sure to have a pen and paper handy or download an app to record your phone calls. It's great because you'll have to replay that message 15 times to understand what numbers they said because they rattle it off so fast as if you're keen to what their business ops are. But and, of course, then they have special lines for non-narcotic prescription refills. And there's another line for narcotic prescriptions, noting also that they will not refill prescriptions earlier than the time stated. They will not give you any other numbers to call other than that, you know. So you can leave your name, your date of birth, as well as tell them how you, in the amount of delay and days it will take you to get either filled. And, of course, this is for prescriptions there, but in lieu of that, I think it's the same method that you get by when you pay a bill by phone. When I call my phone company, I want to do a thing here. Their staff ask you for all your identifying information, name, account number, and even your PIN number to access your account. And I always ask them, in the time of my having an account with you, has anyone ever been nice enough to call you and pay anything on my account? No. So speaking in doctors in Montana, of course, I live here in Montana, and I've noticed here, listening to five different counties here, the amount of suicide calls or attempted suicides, they're just skyrocketing here lately. Of course, Montana is one of the highest suicidal rates in the country here. But I will say, though, people are getting more and more creative in the ways they're trying to off themselves by injecting bleach into their arms. I don't recall this growing up. There was not the desperation that people I wouldn't call it desperation. It's just like the, there's no hope for some people there, that they want to give up. And when you hear the ages, like the stupid video gamer the other day, like 13 years old, he lost his video game and he basically decapitated himself. The other one down there shooting down there at lost a game, went out shooting, that cat's character, you know. But, you know, this is all over social media crap and stuff. But what was it, a week and a half ago, we had a woman that walked in there on her daughter just as she was hanging herself. A sister that had walked in to wake up her brother for school and found him hanging dead. And I just don't recall America being like this. And this, it shows you that there's a systemic rot in this country here, and it's brought on by the poverty and everything else that most Americans are going through. In the meantime, these politicians that are making all these illegal wars, they're like, yeah, they're eating steak and lobster, and they're out there bugging you to help support their campaign to get them elected for another 2 to 4 years where they'll do absolutely nothing again. I've got that little meme out there. It shows you the amount of homelessness, starvation, veterans dying, suicides daily. And nothing has changed. It's only getting worse. Anyway, my next break here is coming up here. It's a funny one, so stay tuned.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers, getting toward the latter part of our show here. Now I've got some good news. And, of course, this is kind of my demeanor. When I read this, I could only think of my beautiful dog, Milo. Anyway, some are fighting back against migrants in Europe. A migrant nearly lost his penis after kicking a dog in Spain. It happened in the early hours of the 12th of September. This is from the Voice of Europe, where the cries of pain in one of these citizens were heard throughout the neighborhood of this little small town of Riss. Shortly after midnight, local police arrived and found the man writhing in pain, gesturing to his crotch. A local resident explained that to the police how the African became wounded shortly before they arrived. The witnesses said that the man had kicked the dog of a local resident, and the dog then retaliated. The dog clamped his teeth on the attacker's penis and then his hand as the man tried to push the animal away, thus tearing the part of the skin and wounds of the glands and the foreskin were caused by the animal's teeth, which pierced through the man's trousers and finally reached the reproductive organ. The injured man was brought to this hospital, but once again there, the doctors recommended a transfer. He was then referred to this other hospital, and of course his injuries have required reconstructive surgery. But I love nice dog stories like that, don't you? The city of San Francisco has released a guide to the registration and voting process for non-citizens seen here in English and Arab, or Arabic, sorry about that. And they are allowing foreign nationals to influence the elections in California. So that just tells you exactly the way this country is going. And, of course, you don't see any fight back. Donald Trump should have stopped this stuff long ago, but you don't see anything about this fraud being stopped. People may not have the option of retiring because of long working lives. The Bank of England governor has now warned. He says rapid seismic changes is likely to lead to the interim of unemployment, dislocation, and rising inequality. Boy, I'm getting earthquake alerts you wouldn't believe. Anyway, this Mike Cammy said, the increasing automation of jobs represents a fourth industrial revolution, which threatens a tenth of the over in UK of the employed, and 15% in Ireland. So here they're telling you that you're not going to be able to retire. That's exactly it. You got to keep working, and shop till you drop type stuff there. See, I covered that one there earlier. Vladimir Putin has used an appearance in the Eastern Economic on Wednesday to float the idea of signing a peace treaty with Japan without preconditions. And again, here is another country that is looking at this because it comes with no strings. And people are tired of buying all the U.S. GMO products and stuff that have to come with arms deals and everything like that. After hearing that, I heard there was a rumor that Bolton and Pompeo had a stroke. But anyway, Germany needs gas and Russia needs money, so why not? Russia and Germany have reaffirmed their support for the Nord Stream pipeline, and it seems like Russia has opened up another pipeline too. And this here goes on to talk about they are mad at Hungary because they're going to invoke Article 7 there because Hungary will not have its immigrants brought in. And people are just tired of this. And, of course, as I mentioned, Germany sending troops down into Syria. So with that, that's the end of the show here. You have a good evening there. Thanks for Sam in the control room there, all those in the chat room, the listeners out there for all your support. And I guess Doug with Blacklist News Radio is going to be a repeat here, but you're more than welcome to listen to it. He always has good shows. And we'll catch you next week. And, again, have a good evening, and it's time to let the doggies out.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.